a narrative of the passion and death of Jesus Christ. And this narrative carries us through this week. So I would urge you to walk with us in prayer and in reflection through the rituals of Holy Week. I will deal more with the details of this passion narrative on Friday. At 12:30, we'll have the Stations of the Cross, the following Jesus in the way of the cross. On Thursday, we will have the washing of the feet and the celebration of the Eucharist. Father Joe O'Neill will preside at that. On Friday, we'll have the reading of the Passion, Cambria, and Father Dennis will lead us in that prayer. On Saturday evening, we have our Vigil Mass, which I will preside at that, and on Easter Sunday at 9:30, I will be here. Gather your friends, invite your friends to come with you. And a special word of thanks to those who are praying with us who are non-Catholics. Thank you for teaching us that God is greater than any one church, that God speaks many languages, and God is as present in your life as he is present in everybody's life. So now let me look at the reading which we have today and draw one lesson from it. The manner of my homilies is to do some exegesis, some understanding of the scriptures, and then a teaching, and then consider what this means to us. So by way of background, in the Gospel of Mark, especially in Mark, scholars find what's called the messianic secret. It's especially prominent in Mark. In the first chapter of Mark, in verse 49, you have Jesus healing a leper. And after he has healed the leper, he cautions him, "Don't tell anybody about this until the Son of Man is risen." You'll find that again in chapter 8 in Mark's Gospel. In chapter 8, Jesus heals a man who is blind. A very interesting story. It's the only miracle in all four Gospels that happens gradually. He anoints the man's eyes at Bethsaida, and he says, "Can you see?" And he said, "I can see people, but they look like moving trees." And then Jesus anoints his eyes a second time, and then he sees clearly. That's a teaching moment in itself. And after he has finished, he said, "Don't even go into the village," he tells the man. And then in chapter 9 in Mark's Gospel, you have the story of the Transfiguration. Jesus goes up onto the mountain, he's transfigured, and when he's coming down, he tells his disciples with him, "Don't tell anybody about this until the Son of Man is risen." This is called the messianic secret. What does this mean? It means that the Gospels confirm the identity of Jesus by miraculous events. The powerful Son of God, the Christ, exercising his identity through miracles. This confirms the identity of Jesus, but to learn who Jesus is, to belong to Jesus, we have to see him suffer, die, and rise from the dead. Until that happens, until you have seen Jesus Christ in this passage of suffering, death, and resurrection, until you yourself have experienced the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ in your own flesh, until that happens, you cannot proclaim Jesus Christ. Therefore, the Gospels caution us that if we want to do a proclamation or a witness or a discipleship with Jesus Christ, we have to go through the experience of the cross. cross. Without the cross, you do not meet Jesus Christ. Listen to that second reading from St. Paul's letter to Philippians there in chapter 2. He emptied himself and took the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of the human condition. The humility, the poverty, the emptiness, the suffering of Jesus confirms our discipleship. What's the teaching of this? There's a story about Jesus and Peter, which comes from an apocryphal gospel shaped somewhere around the year 150. It's called the Acts of Peter. And while it's a very revered document, it was not considered inspired, and therefore it did not make its way into the Bible. But it's a very revered document. And in there, this story is told. The setting is on the edge of Rome, in the beginning of the Appian Way. Many of you have been to Rome, and I'm sure when you enter Rome, many of you said, we must go down and see Sorrento, Anzio Sorrento, Pompeii, or Naples, the beautiful Appian Way down the coast. Well, in the beginning of the Appian Way, there's a church there, and it's popularly known as the Quo Vadis Church. And that's based on this story, which comes from the Acts of Peter. The story is that Peter was imprisoned in Rome, and the jailers were all converted, and Jesus and Peter was released, and he was escaping out of Rome, and he was leaving, and there, where the Quo Vadis Church is, he met Jesus, who was walking into Rome, and Peter fleeing from Rome. And he said to Jesus, Quo Vadis Domine? Where are you going, Lord? And Jesus said, Eo Romam Iterum Crucifigi. I'm going back into Rome to be crucified again. And Peter turns around, and he goes back into Rome, and he experiences the cross, death and resurrection, the fullness of life. Now he is a true disciple. He follows the Lord. In Russian mythology, this story is told about two very close friends, Peter and Ivan. They were drinking friends. They drank a lot of vodka together. And on one occasion, the story is that they were late into the night in a tavern, drinking a lot. And well into their drinking, Peter says to Ivan, Ivan, do you love me? And Ivan says, Peter, of course I love you. I'm your best friend. And then Peter says to Ivan, Ivan, do you know what pains me? Ivan said, well, how could I know what pains you? To which Peter says, if you don't know what pains me, how can you say you love me? If you don't know the suffering Messiah, how can you say you're a disciple? If you don't feel it, experience it. The only way in which love is measured is in a time of crisis, a time of failure, a time of disappointment. That's when love is measured. Without that, we do not truly experience love or true discipleship. So what does it mean to us? When I went through a long period of darkness. I didn't consult 10 people. I didn't ask 5 people. I asked just one. And I chose this person because this person had understanding, had patience, had depth. I wasn't looking for intellect. I was looking for the depth of a heart, a compassionate heart, an understanding heart. I wasn't looking for somebody who would solve the problem. I was looking for somebody who would share the problem. I was looking for understanding, for affirmation. I was looking for somebody who would give me hope, who would walk with me through a period of darkness. I was looking for an experience of Jesus Christ, a spiritual experience that would carry me and strengthen me and allow me to see beyond the darkness. That's what discipleship means. I would like to call you to prayer now, to bring this teaching to prayer. So, thank you for inviting me into your home to pray with you. Be seated now. Shut out the world. Close your eyes. Be still. Be silent. Be alone. There is a quiet prayer deep inside of you. It's a prayer of awareness. It's a prayer of remembering. And remember a moment in your life when you were full of fear. The moment when you were helpless. And you were alone. You were uncertain. Uncertain of yourself. Uncertain of your surroundings, your future. And somebody stood with you. Was it your mother? Your father, perhaps your husband, your wife, your brother, sister, perhaps an adult child, a best friend who cried with you, who hugged you. Was it that gave you hope, that believed in you, encouraged you, and affirmed you? Who walked into this darkness with you? Who listened to you without answering? Who loved you without giving you advice? Who was this? The human touch of Jesus Christ. It's a human experience of of God's infinite love for you. A moment which can only be experienced in the cross. There is no understanding of life unless you have an understanding of the cross. There is no resurrection. There is no new life. There is no dream to be fulfilled except through an experience of the cross. Spirit of God, grow within me. Allow me to see with the eyes of faith. Why would I be fearful in a time of crisis? Why would I be anxious when I know that you strengthen me, you understand me, you belong to me? Quo vadis, Domine? Where are you going, Lord? I will follow you. I will follow you into a place of resurrection and new life. Quo vadis, Domine? Lord, lead me, strengthen me, renew me in faith. Jesus, my life, my hope, the fullness of meaning.